I know there's a lot of uncertainty out there based on everything that's going on with the coronavirus and schools closing. So I wanted to talk to you guys about why now is an amazing time to start or to continue to grow a business that you have on the side. Now, this is actually the audio from a Facebook Live I did in the Side Hustle Teachers Facebook group. And I decided to share it here, even though this is not something I usually do, because this is an important topic. It's something that I think is on everybody's mind right now. And I thought it was something that was important to address upfront. So let's dive in. Welcome to Side Hustle Teachers, where we believe that being a teacher doesn't mean you have to be broke or burnt out. Our mission is to help teachers like you build successful businesses so you can find financial freedom, pursue your passions, and discover the many options that exist for you beyond the classroom walls. Hello and happy Tuesday. Happy St. Patrick's Day. So today I wanted to come on and talk a little bit about what to do to move forward in these crazy, uncertain times that we are living in right now. Because if you haven't noticed, there's a lot going on. And it can be hard to think that this is a good time to get started in something new when there's so much uncertainty in the world. But I wanted to go on, and I know some of you have had questions on this and what to do and should I do this, and you've had other people tell you no, it's not the right time. And I just wanted to come on and address some of those concerns. So there are some people in the group who have businesses who are not slowing down because of what's going on with the coronavirus right now. They're not noticing a slowdown in orders. And if that is you, awesome. Just keep going gangbusters and, you know, see what you can do. Build your customer base, keep selling. If you're talking about posting and promotions, Facebook and the other social media platforms love timely content. So if you are talking about things that are relevant and you can tie your product into that naturally, like don't stretch it, then this is a great time to do that. So if you are selling something that people want during this time and you can tie it in, like a friend of mine had recipes for home cleaners using essential oils. So that's something that's incredibly relevant right now. She was just giving the recipes away. And if people bought the oils from her, great. If not, she was still performing a public service. There's other people who maybe do something crafty of a sort, and like they're missing parties, they're missing baby showers, or they're missing wedding showers. And you can say, you can't be there in person, we're sorry your party got canceled, but you can still send something really thoughtful and homemade. Here you go. Here are some things that we offer. So if you can tie your product or service into what's going on right now, that's going to boost your social media reach. And it's also going to boost your reach on Google, because obviously everybody is searching for stuff related to the virus. So that's something that you can do. So if you have a product or service that people are still investing in and you're not worried about that, then just keep at it and make sure that you are staying connected to what's going on, and obviously not doing that in a smarmy, sleazy, you know, buy from me or the world's going to end tomorrow kind of way, but just keep going with that. But what I really wanted to address is the people who are hesitant to take next steps or even first steps because it's not the quote unquote right time. So first of all, there's no such thing as the right time to do anything. There's not the right time to have a kid. There's not the right time to launch a business. There's not the right time to buy a house. There's only the time you have right now. And that's what you have to use. So if you have some extra time on your hands because you're not in school and you are, you know, trying to keep your kids occupied and trying to get them to do distance learning, there are some things that you can do while you are stuck at home that you can use to grow your business. And it might not happen right away. You might not see this immediately take off. But the stuff I'm going to talk about today are things that you can do now that will help you in the long run. And remember, building a business is a long game. It's not an overnight thing. You're not going to get rich quick. It's not going to be like you put out one social media post and the world is dying to, you know, come knock down your door. So make sure that you're thinking of this in the long term, that you're not just thinking right now, how can I make some money? Now, there are things that you can do for that too, but that's not really my bag. So I'm going to leave that to other people. But here's the deal. If you are either new and thinking of getting started, or you're in an area where people are not necessarily buying your services or investing in your services right now, there are some things that you can do to grow that will pay off as you keep doing them consistently. So the first thing is you can use this time to learn something new, whether it is basic website coding, or whether it's how your email provider works and some of the functions that you weren't using, whether it's how to use your graphics program, whether it's how to think about a business program or a business mission statement. You can do a lot of new learning that's related to your business that you can then apply as you go. And that's the key. Whatever it is you're going to learn, you need to apply it. So if you're going to learn about how to set up a website, then as you're learning it, you should be setting up your website, right? There's no point in learning about it if you're not actually going to use that information. You guys know I'm a big fan of just-in-time learning. So learn what you need to know now, apply it, master it, and then learn the next thing on your list. So instead of using this time to take course, then you can always go through and just do one thing, apply it, master it, and then learn the next thing. Okay, so that's the first thing. Use this time to learn something new, a new skill, a new mindset, set up a new morning routine. Whatever you need to do is on your list of things that will help you grow your business and personally as well. Okay. Next thing is, this is an awesome time to experiment. You can experiment with how you present your product. You can experiment with colors and branding and all that other sort of stuff. You can really start to put stuff out there and be like, hey, what do you guys like? If you have a following already, you can ask them their opinions on, you know, I was thinking about doing this for my next post, or I was thinking about doing this for my next post. What do you guys think? And you can start to get feedback from the people who are already following you. Now, if you don't, you can always do this with your actual, you know, your personal following, your friends and family. I was going to start this, and here's a logo I was thinking about, and here's a logo I was thinking about. What do you think? Which one do you like, and why does it resonate with you? You can experiment with different types of formatting. So you can start a blog, or you can start a YouTube channel, or you can kind of do both and put some stuff out there and see what resonates with you. What do you like to do? You know, do you like to be on camera, or do you like to write everything down? Or maybe you just like to talk like me. A podcast is a great way for you to go. There are lots of free and low-cost options for you to get started in all of these areas so that you can really try some stuff out and see what you want to do, see how you want to work, see what is the best platform for you to get your message out, and see what you can do. So try a bunch of stuff. Like, so if you are thinking about investing in a company, then spend some time doing some research on that company and start putting out posts to your friends and followers about, hey, I saw this great thing, blah, 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 blah. And you can start getting feedback from people. So you can maybe not go into things blindly, but you can see what's going to happen. Or you can just start making social media posts about a topic that you're passionate about and see how people respond. Experiment. Put yourself out there a little bit and see what happens. And you never know what's going to come back at you. You might find that you're on the right track. You might need to switch tracks. You might need to do a complete 180, but you're never going to know until you actually put it out there and see what happens. So another thing that you can do during this time is you can really start to find your voice as an entrepreneur. Like, we all have our teacher voice, right? The one that scares the pants off the kids in the back row. But we need to find our entrepreneur voice. Are we going to be silly and casual as an entrepreneur? Are we going to be like really zen and homeopathic and that sort of vibe? Are we going to curse like a sailor? What is your voice going to be? So you can try out how you're going to sound. Like, how are you going to present yourself? How is your personality going to shine through when it comes to you and your business? And how does that connect to what you're selling? And how does that connect to the people you hope to sell to? So start trying to find your voice. And again, you can do this as you experiment with a blog or a podcast or a YouTube channel or a social media channel. You can start to put stuff out there and see what people are responding to. And then you can start to narrow it down. If you cuss like a sailor, but people are not responding to that, then you either need to find new people or you need to maybe stop using the cuss words. So it's up to you. You have choices at every junction here. Okay. Something else that you can do is use this time to build authority. If you are trying to get a business off the ground, or if you are, you know what business you want and you just haven't started it yet, this is an awesome time to start putting content out, whether it's in the form of blogs or podcasts or YouTube videos or social media content that starts to establish you as someone that is an expert in this area. And let me tell you what I mean by expert, because a lot of people get stuck on this word. Expert means someone that another person can go to for assistance. You don't have to be the end all be all of, whatever, skincare in order to be someone who comes to mind when others think of this. You just have to be someone who is open and knowledgeable about your subject and available to people to offer assistance. So when I say expert, take that word, I don't want to say loosely, but open up your interpretation of that word to include people who not only know a bit about the subject, but are also open and available to help others learn about it. So if you are selling, cooking utensils, and you start sharing recipes on your blog, or you start sharing recipes on your Facebook page, and people are like, oh, that sounds so good, and then you can, of course, going back to the first thing I said, tie it into the whole coronavirus thing. You're stuck at home, you don't know what to make for your kids. Here is something I made tonight, and you probably have all this stuff in your pantry. So it all sort of ties in together. But you start building that authority as someone that your friends and family go, oh, I have a question about this. You know who might know? That's right. And they think of you when they have questions about that thing, or when they have concerns about it, or when they want to know more, or when they want to buy something. They think of you. So start to build your authority, even if it's in tiny little baby step incremental ways, like social media posts, or you have a picture of your kid cooking something during homeschooling time, and it happens to be using all your new Pampered Chef stuff that you just got. So start putting stuff out that will build your authority and start putting you in people's minds as someone who can help them with that particular problem. Okay. And last but not least, something you can do during this time is you can start to get ahead on your content. So if you are settled in what you're going to do, blogging, podcasting, YouTubing, whatever, you can start to pre-write content that you're going to share in the future, or you can pre-record content that you're going to share in the future. And for those of us who've been doing this for a while, we try to get ahead on this stuff. We try to have a bank of, I try to have a bank of episodes that are ready to go, which is why I do seasons now instead of weekly. And it's something that helps me avoid stress, because I don't have to worry about it on Sunday night, when not only do I have my goals meeting with my assistant principal the next morning, but I also have an IEP and I have to cover a teacher and all this other stuff. So I just don't have time to do that. So having a bank of content is an excellent way to sort of get ahead on this subject. So if you are home and if you have extra time, then you can always pre-write some blog posts that you plan to share, even if it's not right now. If you want to write blog posts as you go right now because you want to keep them timely, go for it. Then maybe you can start thinking ahead to summer content that you're going to share in the summer, or back to school content, which seems crazy right now, but it has to be written at some point, so you might as well start thinking about it now. Returning to school in the fall after such a long absence is an awesome topic for a blog. Somebody please write about that. So as you're thinking about these things, how can you get ahead so that when the time comes later, you're not stressed, you already have a bank of content that you want to share, and you can keep getting further and further ahead. I know bloggers that have content written 6 months in advance, like their entire next 6 months is already planned out and scheduled. I'm not suggesting you get that crazy because, hello, you have a busy life that you're working on right now and your only job is not blogging, but just something to keep in mind as we go forward, that is something that you can do, is plan ahead. And especially for busy times, you can start to plan ahead and get ahead of the curve when it comes to that sort of content. So hopefully this was helpful. It gave you a couple ideas of what you're going to do. Stay calm, guys, stay healthy, and start taking action. This is an amazing opportunity to make progress in your business. And I'm not saying go out, spam your friends and, you know, try to get everybody, you know, to join your downline or whatever, but use this time. I mean, there's nothing we can do about having this time. We are completely out of control in that factor, but what we do with it and whether or not we can use this time to our advantage is something that we are totally in control of. Take some time, think about how you can use this bizarre break home quarantine time to get ahead on things and take some action, because that is the biggest thing. So until next time, I hope everyone is safe and healthy. Hey guys, Stacy here. I just wanted to take another second to remind you that if you want to be part of these 10-minute tips that I'm creating and the extra bonus content and all of the amazing guests that I'm going to be bringing into the Facebook group, you need to be a member of the Facebook group. So in Facebook, just search for Side Hustle Teachers, request to join the group and answer the questions. Someone is available pretty much all the time to let people into the group. I hope to see you there, and I hope to see your businesses blossom. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. I know that you're busy and your time is precious, so I truly appreciate you spending some of it with me. If you like what you're hearing, you can support Side Hustle Teachers in three ways. Leave us a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. Reviews help Apple know we're here and we're helpful so more people can find us. You can share the show with friends and family. Did you know that podcast listenership is growing every single year? And a lot of that is because of recommendations from people just like you. And lastly, join our community. You can find Side Hustle Teachers on all the major social platforms, and we have a very active, engaged Facebook group. Join us. All the cool kids are doing it. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful week, and until next time, take care.